Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Joe Hoff is a vice president executive at a major corporation in Asia. It's a global corporation. He's with us. His Skype's having a few problems. I didn't know that Jim Hoff's still here with us. He's always hard to get on, so anytime Joe cuts out, we'll go to Jim. Joe, thanks for the pleasantries, and I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right about they're trying to set the president up. Get into what you actually saw and the numbers and what you saw in Wuhan province, the epicenter of this. The next segment, this is a short segment. Tell us the provenance of the virus, where you think it came from, and who you think's behind it. Please continue.
Okay, well, let me finish with the numbers first then. So what we saw was that what's going on is the head of the WHO, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yeah. Sorry, I coughed.
So the head of the the head of the WHO, he's comparing the actual rates for the coronavirus. So the actual number of people tested and confirmed versus those people that have died to come up with the fatality rate. But when they compare the flu, they're grossing up the number by 36 million people and then estimating the fatality rate, and it comes up to 0.1. So the difference between the two is the 36 million. So it's apples to oranges. There's no amount that they're grossing up for the coronavirus. There's no estimate for people that have had this thing that don't know it, like we know with the flu. You get the flu and you move on, and sometimes you don't go to the doctor. It's not a major deal. We're finding that's the same thing with the coronavirus. If you see people on TV, et cetera, they're saying, I had it, I didn't even know it. And I'll tell you, so my wife and I and our child, we were up in Wuhan, near Wuhan, in early January as news was coming out about the coronavirus. We came back to Hong Kong after visiting her relatives there for a week or so. A week or so afterwards, I had a temperature for a couple days, and I had a headache for about a week, and I took some ibuprofen, and I never went to the doctor for it. My wife had a problem with a cough for about 3 or 4 nights, and I can remember telling her, hey, can you do something for that? She did, but it just wasn't going away. Finally, that went away, and our son for 2 days had a temperature of 103, and we kept our eye on him. And we didn't want to bring him to the hospital because by this point people were starting to get worried about this thing. And I didn't want my, young son, stuck in a hospital for a couple weeks. So we just kept our eye on him, and after a couple of days, it went away. So I think it's highly likely that we had this thing. Yet it wasn't, it's real serious, obviously. Those individuals like me are not being counted in the current number for the coronavirus. So by not doing that, by not counting all these people that got it, that didn't die or that didn't get seriously ill or weren't confirmed, they've grossly overstated the fatality rate for the coronavirus. And that's the point of our article yesterday. And to put the flu rate with the coronavirus rate in the same sentence is not accurate. It's comparing apples to oranges, and that's the point of our piece.
Well, I think that's a very reasonable point. Mike Adams wrote an article, I don't know if you've seen it, saying that your numbers are wrong, but for me, I've always pointed out that even flu's overblown because it's whoever's the very sickest that goes to the hospital. Yeah. Most people never report it, and maybe 1 out of 100, and so that's skewing numbers of a higher flu death rate because only those that are super sick go to the hospital.
That's right, I was made aware of his article, and I think he's got some arguments there, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't agree what he's saying. What he's done is he hasn't fully accepted the fact that there's 36 million people that were added to the flu numbers to make this flu fatality rate 0.1%.
Stay there. Let's talk about that. And what you witnessed. Sure, what you witnessed in China, what you witnessed in Australia. For me, the big takeaway is, a one-minute break, we'll be right back. For me, the big takeaway is, the big variable is, most people never report it. Most people never get discovered. Most people survive. They're out of the equation. So we only use these smaller groups who, again, are the ones that are the very sickest. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back with the Gateway Pundit. Stay with us. Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think is really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had the show going on, sticking out of my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars. Well, really sad days for America, sad days for the world. Our economy now in the jaws of a globalist bioweapon attack. How deadly it is, we're not sure, but we know it spreads fast and kills people. And now the entire corporate media, big tech, the left are calling for gun confiscation. Hell, they are banning the sale of guns in many cities and transporting of guns. And they are now telling us that it's going to last 18 months. Dire new report forces U.S. and U.K. to change course on strategy. And they say, oh, sorry, now you don't get to leave your house for 18 months. Well, there's not food for 3 months with society shut down like this. But don't worry. Government and corporate brigades will take control of your farm and your ranch, and they will run it now and get you the food. So this is corporate fascism directed with communism under it, the real globalist structure, just like communist China. So, and believe me, all the Antifa trash, they're not going to be getting jobs in this now. This is a globalist takeover, and Trump is doing the right thing, responding to it, so they can't make him irrelevant in the hysteria wave they've sent in. Jim Hoft is here, Gateway Pundit. .com owner and director. And of course, Joe Hoff is here, his brother who lives in Hong Kong and is a major executive over there and who was inside Wuhan province when all this was breaking loose and in that area, in that province surrounding it. So, Joe, describe to us what you saw, what you really witnessed, and what you're really seeing in Asia and what really happened in Hong Kong, what the real numbers are there. Because we're told it's all peaked in China. And it's move on. Now it's all Trump's fault, America's fault, and we all just got to go bankrupt now, and that's just the way it is because the Democrats love us. So, Joe, and then Jim, pop in anytime. Again, twin brothers here. Joe, give us your take on what's really going on, what you witnessed.
Well, you know, so when we, which was in early January, there was no signs of the coronavirus per se, but what there were signs of on our trip back, you could already see travel was slowing. And so we flew back through Shenzhen, which is right across the border to Hong Kong here, and then crossed the border. And already there was a bit of fewer people traveling at that time. What happened then around the Chinese New Year, which was January, is China they shut down Hong Kong, and they Hong Kong in the week.
Yes, hold on. We're going to go back to you, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
From Hong Kong.
Yeah,
Jim, go ahead.
It sounds like Joe's his line is breaking up a little bit. I'll fill in, and maybe they can reconnect to Joe. But what happened was Joe went back to China, or back to Hong Kong. And, of course, your viewers know that this is right across the bay from mainland China. Shenzhen is right there. And you walk across the hall. When you get to customs, you're in China. You walk across the hall, you're in Hong Kong. What Hong Kong did was they shut their border. And so for the first couple of months, they had 100 cases in Hong Kong, a city of 8 million. A city of 8 million only had about 100 cases and two deaths. So they're trying to make this out like it's the biggest catastrophe since the Black Plague. And they had, and this is a city that is right across the bay from China, and they've had 100 cases. Now it's gone up a little bit. I think they have 5-7 deaths. I'm not sure exactly. But again, we're talking about a population of 8 million. So Joe is back to work today. And most of China is going back to work. This isn't getting a lot of press. Shanghai, Beijing is back to work. His offices in Shanghai and Beijing are back to work. Joe is at work today. That picture that he showed you that you put up on the screen earlier, that's him at work in Hong Kong today. They have to wear those masks when they go back to work. So his office now, I believe last week it was 50% staff. This week, I think, again, it's 100% staff. So Hong Kong is going back to work. And the numbers there were just minuscule. You would think if it was right next to China, to mainland China, that there would be this huge number of coronavirus deaths, and it never happened. So Jim, a couple of things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is an amazingly important point, because I've seen it in the news, but buried. China says they peaked last week. They said they're going back to work. Everything's fine. But then the media hardly covers it. And just now they're saying 18 months we can't leave our houses. And the Democrats, any city they control, like San Francisco, they're totally locking it down. They're licking their lips about this, Jim.
Right, absolutely. I think Joe might be back. He can tell you more about what's happening.
Joe, I mean, China's saying it peaked last week. Is that true? I hear you're back to work, even though you border China.
Well, yeah, that's right. So we had a we were mandatory shutdown for about a week after the New Year. And then we've been working from home for about a month. And then last week we went back to 50%. And we're hoping to get back to 100% here in Hong Kong within a couple of weeks. Our offices in China are now back in 100%, going back to work. So, China appears to be going back to work, which is puzzling, you know, because it's like, okay, you told us this was, you know, the pictures were horrible as this thing came out. Now they're going back to work. And I can see a strategy for China here is that, see, look what we did by shutting down everything, total control over everybody. We saved the day. And now the West needs to do the same thing, shut everything down, and you too will save the day. And I think that's maybe the point, too, to all this, too. With this craziness and with forcing everybody to stay at home, what they do then is if we have no deaths, like the real rates might show that it might even be less than the flu virus, the fatality rates, then they'll say, well, the reason they're so low is because we saved the day. We kept everybody home and locked up. And that's why the rates aren't so bad. But on the other hand, you know, so they've really put themselves in a pretty good position as far as how to manage things. I guess one thing, Alex, that's going on with China, which I've noticed and been writing about for the last couple of years, is the fact that their economy is in horrible shape. Trump stepped in and he smashed them. And I know I talked to a CEO who was talking to CEOs a year ago who were saying the economy was horrible. And they were moving their business to Southeast Asia. I talked to another plant manager who owns, or not owns, but oversees an operation in China that has 3,000 in the non-peak time, 9,000 peak time. And they are looking down in Southeast Asia as well as they want to expand their operations. And he told me that they couldn't find room in Vietnam now because it's all the Chinese that have moved down there. So they're building a facility in Taiwan. And so what's happened over the last few years is Trump has absolutely done what he's wanted to do, which is get business out of communist China and get it into hopefully the more freer states around the world, especially the U.S.
Well, exactly. So America wins this trade war. America wins this trade war.
Yeah.
And now this comes out of nowhere. Who do you think's behind it? I think the timing and the scripting's too perfect, Joe.
Oh, I agree. That's what makes me think it's Mueller. It's similar to Mueller. There's just too many similarities. The media was totally in on this. I think, you know, I've heard somebody say, is it the deep state and China that were involved? Very well could be. They've certainly certainly are aligned against President Trump. So it could be, you know, very well could be.
All right, extremely powerful. Joe, I'd like to have you back on. I'll be back in studio tomorrow to your phone line because your Skype's been okay, but I think phone line, landline, if you can do it. And I want to thank Jim. Jim, you're a busy guy. You're hard to get on. Anytime you want to come on, Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com, and his twin brother. Very important information, very revealing, a key piece of intel. China's basically back to business, but it's all over for us 18 months. America will never exist again. Take forced inoculations, turn all our guns in, and the Democrats run everything. That doesn't sound too good to me. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow. Okay. Mike Adams is coming on. We're giving you all the views here, different perspectives, not a cult. You want answers. You've got questions. Well, so do we. And so we're having a big discussion with people I respect, people I like, who have differing opinions overall. One thing's for sure, the left is jumping on all this to get full control. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please let everybody you know, tune into the transmission today, and the power of you spreading the live links from Band.Video is incredible. Only you can override the big tech censorship. Share Band.Video at Infowars.com/show, and of course, NewsWars.com/show. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Zach Voorhees, who's been a high-level Google executive, pointing out that suddenly Google is not censoring as much now that Trump basically had the globalist head that called for Trump's death fired. So big movements behind the scenes that Trump's involved in. I don't want Trump to use martial law to take out the deep state. I want him to use the law to do it. But they're trying to create martial law, take him out. So if they start it, well, then Trump can finish it in that threat continuum of what's going on. Separately, at the start of the next segment, I'm going to show you something very interesting about yours truly. And then I'm going to hand the baton over to Owen Schroyer, Zach Voorhees, and others. But I wanted Mike Adams, who's done a great job predicting this would be a giant hysteria, predicting they'd try to shut down society, predicting they would lock everything down. His numbers vary from what Jim Hoff's brother and others have. But regardless, the crisis is real. The supply chain, now they're talking about 18 months locked in your houses. Well, China says they're already back to work. Hong Kong's already halfway back to work. So I guess we just permanently shut down here and we all die in our homes, become skeletons, and we turn all our guns in first to take forced inoculations. It's just crazy. Mike Adams, what's the latest and what's your perspective on the situation and when you think Trump's going to declare that interstate travel ban or if that won't happen? I know Austin, Texas just closed all bars and restaurants.
Well, here's the situation as I see it, Alex, and thanks for having me on. You know, social distancing is the only thing that works to stop the spread of this virus. And you know, you just had the Hoff brothers on from Hong Kong, and the reason that this is not a big problem now in Hong Kong and Taiwan and Singapore is because they've done massive testing, contact tracing, and lockdowns that have lasted for many weeks. And the United States is not doing that until recently, and it's only being done in liberal cities. So the situation that I'm very, very concerned about, Alex, is that we have liberal cities like San Francisco now doing the lockdowns and the social isolation that works, while we have conservative publishers such as the Gateway Pundit who are really, frankly, in a state of denialism about this and saying it's no worse than the flu. So we're going to have conservative America complacent, spreading this and having deaths among Trump voters who tend to be more elderly anyway. Meanwhile, the liberal cities are actually tackling this. They're going to go through a lockdown for a few weeks. The virus will basically be over after the lockdown because social distancing works. And they're not going to lose any of their voters. So this is a perfect storm for Trump to lose the election. And I have to put the blame on conservative publishers right now. That's my honest assessment, Alex. Too many conservative publishers are going into a state of denial over this. And even InfoWars is not yet up to speed, in my opinion, on how severe this is and what a threat this is to the Trump presidency and the future of America. Social distancing is what works, and we're not doing
yet. I mean, I think it's open for discussion about the fact that most people that get it just get sick and never go report it, so those numbers are not being put in the equation. So what we are up to speed on is a full-spectrum analysis of everything that's going on. See, when you're a guest on InfoWars, Mike, you are putting forward that information on InfoWars. So people are getting that perspective, which you say is reality, and so that's what we're doing. And so that's why we're having Zach Voorhees thinks it's really bad virus. And, you know, he's coming on next to talk about another subject. So I think it was fair for you to say you don't support the communist Chinese. I meant they did a total lockdown. So I meant there's, you know, that end of the spectrum and the Italian end of the spectrum versus what some people are saying. So I think open debate and discussion about this, I mean, I think is really, really healthy. And I think the leftist cities want to test everybody to create as much fear as possible and then find as much death as possible to hype it. They're all very happy about it. And they also have feces and needles and disease everywhere. And they're also the main areas of sanctuary cities where people are coming yes. in and all this stuff is being spread. I mean, are they the heroes now? Are the liberal cities the heroes?
Well, no, I of course not. And they're going to suffer high rates of death because of their conditions. But when we have people from the conservative side of things saying that this is no worse than the flu, and, you know, Rush Limbaugh has been saying that for weeks, it is truly bad misinformation, and it creates complacency, Alex. And so, you know, when you have conservatives who say, oh, it's no big deal, I'm going to get on an airplane, I'm going to go have a party, I'm going to go do this, they're going to spread it to other people who are in their social circle, and you're going to end up infecting more and more conservatives and killing Trump supporters because they're mostly elderly. And
let me ask you this, this
doesn't help the country.
Have we ever found out how many people really died in China, or there's just no telling?
Well, there's no telling exactly from China because, of course, their numbers are low. So
and I think that's where you're overall out of caution. Mike, let me hold you over. I think that's overall where I agree in the general, in the main, with what you're saying. But I think it's good to debate it and discuss it because we don't know. It's man-made. It has an HIV delivery system. It's coming back, as we reported both of us 6 weeks ago. That's confirmed now. I think there is cause to be really concerned about it. I just think other people are going too far the other way because they don't like the left using it for a power grab. You and I have been saying if Trump doesn't move into that vacuum, he'll be overthrown. So I think we created a full spectrum analysis.
Well, I understand that, Alex. I understand your point. And again, I appreciate you having me on, but it can't be both a deadly engineered bioweapon that's going to depopulate the planet, and then the next week it's the total hoax that's no worse than the flu. I mean, which is it? Which is it? I've been consistent from day one.
When I have guests on with their perspective, that does not become our organization. Like CNN gets one view, and that's who they have on as guests for one view. So does MSNBC, Fox, to a certain extent. We want a absolute free-for-all here to get all the views. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but again, this is a bioweapon. You know it's a bioweapon. It's engineered to kill humanity. It's a depopulation weapon. If we don't get serious about how to deal with it, then we are going to be depopulated. That's the goal, is depopulation. And the trap for Trump is not doing enough early enough, in my opinion. And Trump, right now, he's kind of taken the middle ground. It was great what he announced yesterday. That's a great start. That's going to help the situation. However, in my opinion, he needs to be more aggressive in getting people to stay home. We have to stay home. We have to flatten the curve. If we don't flatten this curve, our hospitals get overrun in about 4 to 6 weeks. And you're going to see it. We're all going to see it, especially in the cities like New York City. It's going to be bad. Mark my words, it's going to get bad there.
Well, hopefully we'll still all be on air able to cover this. You know, you said something yesterday. Yeah, we have millions of abortions a year, but that's not communicable. Well, what is communicable is hysteria. And I think, you know, you're prepared out there with your farm and all your stuff, and you've been smart. So I understand you're already in this mindset. And I agree, pandemics are going to be the globalist tool. This is something they've launched, but with a limited kill rate, but pushing the hype to kill our economy. That's definitely a possibility. Or it could be the very bad end of the spectrum. I mean, if it's 2% that it kills, it's just devastating. And I made calls to 8 nurses yesterday that I know. I mean, 12. 8 of them answered, and I've got some information I want to talk to you about on the other side briefly with Mike Adams to give us his perspective on the latest developments, and Zach Voorhees on what in the world's going on at Google. Big changes there. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Broadcasting worldwide, finishing up here with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. I want to do one personal thing here right now. You've seen national news demonizing me massively last week. You've seen the false claims that we've said we have a coronavirus cure. I never said anything of the sort. We simply talked about studies that are out there about what happens with certain types of silver up against viruses. That's well known. The very company that we get our silver from. It sells to hospitals, Walmart. They have a prescription type, they have a regular type. But that's just a media miss representing. We don't have cures. We don't have treatments for any of that. But another one of the other big attacks is Alex Jones ordered for drug and alcohol testing. I've been ordered, despite no criminal record with drugs or alcohol. I was found under the legal limit when the police did a DUI test. Still, you know, took me to jail. That's just how America is now, okay? Because they've ordered them. Well, even if they're under, just take them to jail. So that unfolded. Look, the police aren't bad. They're just robots now ordered to do what the central control groups tell them. But I've been drug tested multiple times because of false accusations. And I've been alcohol tested 8 times before, almost 4-day test. I've just, you know, in whole family court fights, I've volunteered as well. Every time I've been found negative, 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 negative for all these drugs. People see me with energy and they see me upset and they think that guy must be on drugs. Well, it's like a breed of dog, you know, that you read about that has energy like a bird dog. Versus a breed of dog like a basset hound that doesn't have energy. Or a Jack Russell Terrier has a lot of energy, but say a bloodhound doesn't unless he's chasing a person. It's the same thing. I walk around and I see all these zombies everywhere, and it scares me how sluggish folks are. So it's just crazy. People get up in court and they go, look at the energy he's got. He's on cocaine. I hate cocaine. I tried it a few times in college and stuff. Hate it. Horrible. I have to take the depressant alcohol, which I've stopped many times for years or months, different times, because I have so much energy, I like to drink sometimes at night to forget about stuff, to turn it down. Okay? That's how this works. So I'm very manic about freedom, folks, and it's normal. So let's put on screen. The Statesman and others, oh, Alex Jones ordered to do drug and alcohol testing. What you won't see reported is, again, for the upteenth time, negative, 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 negative. Nothing in me. A 10-panel drug test, testing for everything. No amphetamines, no cocaine, no opiates, no methadone, no marijuana, no hallucinogens, nothing, 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 nothing. I've had one cup of coffee today, and I got to be careful about drinking it or I turn into a huge jerk. So, again, we got more serious things to deal with here, but I think I'm going to dig up the other drug tests, too, from over the years. You know, whenever my ex-wife asked for it or when I go get sent off by the judge, I never asked for her to be tested. I think I'm going to frame them on the hallways in the office. But I told us there's a whole rumor that I'm a cocaine head, folks. I'm not. I hate cocaine. I naturally have this energy, and it's like people go, oh, he must be controlled, or he must be funded, or he must be told what to say, because, you know, his stuff's so accurate. I'm smart. I'm engaged. All right, I want to finish up here with Mike. Mike, I think it's good for us to have these discussions, and so all I'm saying is, in the fairness of debate, I don't think when you speak and say, well, InfoWars, you know, is saying that this isn't happening because I have the Hoff brothers on, I think it's interesting to have them on and get their perspective, and that's exactly what I did. So I just really think that the college of discussion here is something that's not happening anywhere else. Every other media outlet has their bottom line and what their worldview is, and that's what's stuck to. I personally don't think we've figured out exactly what's going on here yet, and I think it's very healthy to do that. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's your platform, and I respect that, and I'm a fan of the Hoff brothers and their work at the Gateway Pundit over all these years. They were really instrumental in helping, you know, expose the lies of the left-wing media. So I'm a fan of their work. But you know me, when I disagree with somebody's numbers, I'm just going to say it. And that's what I'm saying right now. I'm not attacking their personalities or their ethics. I'm just saying that, you know, look, the numbers are wrong. Their numbers are just flat-out wrong. And I've explained that in my article. So they're good people with the best of intentions, bad math. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, look, I respect you and your platform. I know you respect my work as well. I'm happy to come on and give my view. I think that it is interesting. We have this spectrum. So what's going to happen in April, May, and June? Are we going to have the Joe Hoff version of the world where it's over, you know, the Steve Pachinik version, it's over April 15th? Or is it the Mike Adams version where this thing is collapsing hospitals in New York City and there are probably tens of thousands of deaths, if not hundreds of thousands, worldwide by this summer. So I guess we're going to see. I'm happy to come on and contribute. I'm never going to, you know, hold back. You know me. You know that. I respect your platform.
So what does your model show, though? Millions dead in the U.S.? If Trump doesn't take action, a couple hundred thousand if he does, and then worldwide, how many hundreds of thousands or millions?
The millions have already been averted. So in the United States right now, we can choose between tens of thousands of deaths or hundreds of thousands of deaths, depending on what Trump does from here forward. There's already very strong social distancing factors in place in many cities like San Francisco and the Bay Area. So the number of deaths, I should say the number of lives being saved by these decisions is huge. And Trump's decisions have saved lives to block flights from Europe and block flights from China or people from China. Those decisions have saved at least 800,000 lives already, according to my models. The question is, how many more lives do we save? And I guess, you know, from your point of view, how much liberty do we give up in order to save those lives? I get it. That's a legitimate question. There's a spectrum. You're going to have to choose between, you know, lockdowns and fewer deaths, or no lockdowns and a lot more deaths. That's the debate. So I appreciate you letting me be part of it. I'll continue to give you what I think.
Well, Mike, I mean, I think you've done a great job overall predicting the hysteria and chronicling that the virus is man-made. And for me, the biggest issue is the Democrats are trying to blame Trump. We predicted that.
Clearly,
he's gotten ahead of it, at least partially. So that, to me, debating even how deadly it is, I think overall is a distraction. I agree that politically they're trying to use it to devastate the economy. And we need to expose who had the background, who transferred it to them, why the Chi-Coms released it. And obviously it's still hurting people over there. They're just claiming they're okay now because they incubated it, as you predicted 6 weeks ago, launched it. And then the CDC hid it from Trump, told him it was okay. As soon as he said it was okay, Fauci flipped and now contradicts Trump on the stand every time he can. You can see the setup just like they've done to him over and over again. So this is another coup attempt, and it just shows how real Trump is. And it's just amazing. So, Mike, let me just add this final point. I tried to call 12 nurses that I know. I went through my Rolodex, people I've known for a long time, people that are practicing nurses. One of them is a man, the others are women. 8 of them answered. And all of them knew people in local hospitals, whether it was Omaha, Nebraska, or Dallas, Texas. And some of these places, they said, had cases we haven't heard of in the news. So I think there's a cover-up going on. They don't want to panic. People that have coronavirus. And all the people I talked to said that the people are fighting for their lives, and they're almost all of them not even really super old. They're like 40 to 60.
Right.
And one guy was on a ski trip to Switzerland. He's been in there over a week and a half, almost killed him. He's turned the corner. They say it's excruciatingly painful, and they say that it just suddenly hits you, and you just feel like falling over, just like we saw in China. So I think that just prima facie talking to people points out that whatever this is, if you get it, it's really bad.
And really, a point you made that's really good is that the mortality rate of the virus itself may not even be as important as whether we have hospital beds available. It's the lack of hospital beds that's going to end up killing more people than would otherwise have to die. So that's why we have to flatten the curve and spread out the time of hospitalizations and not have a peak that overloads the hospitals. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com.
Thank you.
Zach Voorhees takes over on the other side of this break. I'll introduce him and then hand the baton to Owen Schroyer, who's doing a fabulous job. I'm sure Owen has been waiting in the dugout as my relief hitter here, but he'll probably be hosting some of his own show today. We've got some other great guests coming up as well on The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, every day at band.video at newswars.com/show on local stations in your area.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm coming to you from a town outside Austin, and I'm about to get in the car and leave because the police are massed on the entrance to the town and the other entrance with dozens of police cars and command centers and more coming in, and they're clearly getting ready to block roads off. We've got confirmation of that all over the rest of the country. I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, tomorrow, and we'll be taking a lot of calls. I suggest the War Room open the phones up today immediately for law enforcement and military to call in with the intel they have, because America is on a need-to-know basis, and we need to know. So I would just suggest we take a lot of calls. We've had a lot of guests on this show the last few days, and Dr. Francis Boyle is on tomorrow with T-Intel. But tomorrow I'm taking calls on my show, and I suggest the David Knight Show, and I suggest the War Room with whoever's hosting that today. I know Owen's riding shotgun. Owen will probably want to host part of his own show today, so he's been sitting there in the dugout chomping at the bit. But we want to take your calls as well on the intel you're seeing. In fact, Drew, did you send that to the crew? Guys, can you put on screen the photos of the police and command centers massing on both sides of the road in the town I'm in? So I just sent the crew out to get photos of this. This is what's going on. And this is going on all over the country. Okay, they got the National Guard ready. They got the military ready. There's a bunch of crazy stuff, so it's on. Now, Zach Voorhees is a major Google whistleblower. We're going to hand the baton to him. That'll go about 20 minutes to the next hour. And then we've got other guests coming up as well. Just please don't forget, just as important as having storable food and firearms and things like that is having things that are good for your body and that boost you and your family's overall health. And DNA Force Plus, PQQ, and CoQ10 literally is on record regrowing mitochondria and making telomeres last longer and just doing incredible things. That is a first for me. X2, X3, good clean iodine, a booster across the board. Research what iodine does for yourself. We also sold out of the tooth whitening toothpaste because it has silver in the name. This great patented nano silver. Super Blue is the original toothpaste. It has the patented nano silver and tea tree oil. Look what tea tree oil does. And, of course, iodine. So that's still discounted. I told you the other toothpaste is going to sell out. It'll be a while till we get more in. Maybe a month, maybe two. Who knows with the crisis and the supply chain breaking down. We do have Super Blue still at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not like the food. It takes weeks to get delivered. It's just got to be packaged. No, it's ready to ship right now. They're one day behind. So you order today, you get shipped on Thursday. Last week, we were to the day shipping. But InfoWarsStore.com is open, and it's so important to get these products. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Living Defenses back in stock, all the rave reviews of that, InfoWarsStore.com. I hand it now over to Owen Schroyer and Zach Voorhees here on the live People's Transmission InfoWars, exposing the giant globalist New World Order attack, the man-made bioweapon, and the hysteria mind control weapon that we are now witnessing, the third coup attempt against the second American Revolution. We will prevail, 1776 worldwide.
Now, we're going to get some information from Zach Voorhees today regarding something else that is happening right now with Google. But stick around. We're gonna do that with Zach in a minute. But since we're on the subject of coronavirus, let's get Zach's take on the coronavirus and what he thinks is going on. Again, we're taking all perspectives here. Zach Voorhees joined by a butterfly behind him. Wow, look at that monarch butterfly flapping its wings behind you, Zach. Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower. Thank you for joining us today. What is your take from all you're seeing with the coronavirus hysteria and outbreak?
I'm really seeing that there are two narratives that are coming out here. One is a doomsday scenario where this is going to last all the way through August and that there will be millions of people that will die. Another narrative that's emerging is that this is really kind of a blend of a man-made bioweapon that's not that dangerous combined with a mass arrest scenario that's going to come down.
So you're talking about the Q theory that this is Trump martial law to arrest the deep state, which is what the Q people are discussing right now.
Yeah, and Q's been, you know, leaving a lot of clues in the past about what's going to happen, especially in the month of March. And in the past year, when he's been dropping this information, we said, well, none of this stuff, you know, has happened. What is he doing? And it turns out that his intel looked like it was accurate about the content. It was just an entire year off. And now it looks like we're entering into what I can describe as March madness, where, and as you can tell, the people that are getting this coronavirus are celebrities.
Yeah, that's been an odd thing I've been noticing, and all the CEOs stepping down, all the celebrities saying they've got it. Katie Hill, who was known for all of her sex romps and orgies, she's claiming she has it too. So there's definitely some mystery there. To me, I've been saying it like this, Zach. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 5. So 2 + 2 + 1 = 5. We're missing that one. And I think that's what we're all kind of debating now. Is the one, yeah, this is a bioweapon that's going to be really bad. Is the one, no, this is just media hysteria trying to crash the economy, get Trump out of office. Or is the one what the QAnons think, that this is actually some deep state arrest going down behind the scenes? You're out in California, though. They're shutting down.
No, I'm in Costa Rica now. I bugged out.
Oh, well, okay. That's good for you, actually, to be down in Costa Rica. You're normally in California. I'm sure you're talking to people in California, though. What is it like in California? I mean, is big tech freaking out about this? Are they sending people home, working from home? What's going on?
Everyone's working from home. Everyone's losing their job. I personally know people that are in a really bad situation. They are losing their job. And what's happening in California is that there's been a new law that's been put in that anyone who can't pay their rent can't be evicted. And so we're seeing that, I think, as a stopgap to prevent a bunch of people getting thrown out during the worst possible time when there is supposedly a mass bioweapon that is infecting the streets of California. And we've got a homeless problem. Right. We've got tent cities in the middle of San Francisco in the Tenderloin and the Mission where I live. And so, you know, if anyone's going to get this virus, it's going to be these people. And then they're going to be, you know, doing really bad things, making a mess of the streets and spreading this virus around. And so what I've been hearing is that these homeless people are now being rounded up and they're going to be separated from the general population. We're already seeing that with encampments being cleaned up. Anything that's been abandoned, like tents, are being confiscated and stored. And I think that that's a good thing. Like, we need to make sure that the streets of San Francisco are clean as we...
You know, I noticed that, too, in Austin, that some of the normal areas that have a lot of homeless people get kind of dirty, that they had been cleaned up. One of the spots, I don't want to be too graphic, but basically you could tell where they were relieving themselves. And there were some people out there scrubbing it. So I noticed that, too. That should have been done a long time ago. So it's funny it takes the coronavirus outbreak to get our leaders, our politicians, to understand what should have been done a long time ago. It's the logical, common sense thing. Separate from society, at least the ones that don't want to be a part of society functioning. You know, the drug addicts, the ones that probably seriously need mental help. You separate them. It's funny it takes this outbreak to get our politicians to realize that that's going on. But, you know, it really is amazing. There's going to be a lot of silver linings to this whole hysteria. And so you hope that the fear and the panic doesn't cross the threshold of being above and beyond the value of whatever these silver linings are. Whether it's, hey, people are now prepared for the worst, that's a good thing. Whether it's, hey, we finally got a solution to deal with the homeless epidemic in California and all these other cities. I don't like what's being proposed. And I got a whole stack of the news. I don't like what's being proposed as far as some of the financial relief. Now, we've lost Zach, guys, so let's try to get Zach back on, because there's a huge development happening at Google that I want to get Zach's take on. But, I mean, just look at some of the financial stuff. You know they're trying to crash the economy, folks. Third time this month, largest single-day point crash stock in history. New York unemployment site goes down. Tens of thousands lose jobs. Another problem for the Fed, banks pressured as clients scramble for cash. We're talking about the Fed changing the monetary policy for banks. They don't have cash. Upside-down world of negative rates coming for U.S. savers. You know how mad you're going to be when you look at your savings and see that? Trump's $850 billion rescue plan. Global airlines slash flights ask for $50 billion bailout. GDP could plunge 10%. Casinos want bailout. All these people want bailouts. It's not good.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.